Let's get you caught up on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, the latest news of the day from Jupiter, Florida, and spring training of the St. Louis Cardinals. This is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds, family-owned and operated for over 60 years. Top-quality jewelry at affordable prices, so stop paying too much at the chain stores and experience the Lordo's Diamonds difference. Mike and Jimmy Lordo, they're here every day and welcome the opportunity to work with you. So you'll enjoy the relaxed and no-pressure atmosphere. Selection second to none. See the selection, LordosDiamonds.com, LordosDiamonds.com. So lots to get into. The starter today for the Cardinals in a loss against the Atlanta Braves at Roger Dean Stadium was Dakota Hudson. Pitched very well. Austin Gomber followed. We're going to talk about the extension for Miles Michaelis, what that means for the Cardinals. Matt Wieters was signed as a backup catcher for the Cardinals, and he'll be in camp tomorrow. And also talk a little bit about Carlos Martinez, where he is at. Will he start, where he fits in, maybe as a reliever? All that and more coming up with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. We're here in Jupiter on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. And again, our daily visit Monday through Friday throughout the baseball season with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And before we get into the news of the day, I want to say congratulations to Derek Gould, the Cardinals beat writer from the Post, placing in the top 10 in beat writing in the Associated Press Sports Editors Annual Contest. And Derek, I know that's a prestigious award. And again, you've done it. Congratulations to you, and it is very, very well deserved.
Well, thanks, Dan. I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, it's good for the newspaper, and speaks to the opportunity that they give me to cover the beat, you know, like the people before me have. So, you know, they set the bar, and I try to reach it. Later on, after we're done talking, I will try to do as best I can and push the bar forward tomorrow. So it's every day we have to try to re-earn those honors, right?
Absolutely. But it is, to your credit, you do a hell of a job covering the St. Louis Cardinals and have done that for many, many years. Cardinals lose today to the Atlanta Braves, and we can get into the minutiae of the game if we want to. But
no,
really,
let's not.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get into the news of the day. And we will talk about the extension of Michaelis. We'll get into Matt Wieters signed as a backup catcher to Yadier Molina. But a couple of pitchers today. The starter today, Dakota Hudson. He's being stretched out as a starter still. We saw him as the bullpen guy last year. Really impressive. Your thoughts on Dakota Hudson?
Very impressive. Very efficient. You saw a little bit of what Dakota Hudson did as a reliever last year and what he's done as a starter since really Double-A. A guy who has just a turbocharged sinker. Which is a line I might use in the paper tomorrow, so be warned.
There you go.
And we saw him fiddling with other pitches. I mean, he's got last year as a reliever, he was a sinker cutter guy who'd come in with, you know, runners on base and would get you out of trouble, sort of the Seth Maness role that we saw a few years ago, but with more horsepower. What we see in him as a starter is a guy who has that sinker. He could go out there and throw it 8 out of 10 times and get outs with it. But he has a cutter like he did as a reliever. He takes a little bit off the cutter, and it becomes a little bit more of a depth pitch. We saw that today. He elevated twice with a four-seam fastball. He's not going to throw it at the shoulders like some of these guys, like a Helsley, or like you're going to see, you know, Jordan Hicks with his four-seam fastball. But he's just trying to change the eye level a little bit of that sinker. And then he's got a slurve, or a slider, as he calls it. It's got a little bit of a curve look to it. Because of where he throws it from. But that's a pitch that, you know, is going to work for him. And he's working on a changeup. This is a guy who really could go into a game with those four or five different pitches, depending on how you want to talk about it, and different ways to use them. And that will aid him if he's a reliever. But that really is something that the Cardinals want to see how it looks as a starter. And, you know, today he gives up a ground ball single up the middle. And what does he do? You know, two pitches later, double play ball on that sinker. So this is what he can do. He's got to kind of he's a bit of a hybrid, Dan, if you'll permit me this. He's a little bit of the dream that Dave Duncan always had, is a sinker ball pitcher who gets ground ball, who also throws at 96.
I thought Austin Gomber, again, looked very good. Yeah. And there's just something about having a lefty in a rotation, too. So that's an advantage to him. But what did you think of Gomber?
I thought it was interesting. He threw about 10 sliders in his first inning. This is a pitch that he's been working with Andrew Miller, who may be the master of the modern slider from the left side. He's talked to Miller. They throw different. I don't want to compare the two. They have very different mechanics. They're obviously very different builds. Though Austin is a tall lefty, but they come at it. They come at pitching from the mound differently. But talking to Miller about his slider has helped Austin Gomber figure out how to develop it, get more depth, what he's looking for, and how to attack lefties with it. Today he got to see a run of lefties. He got to see a series of left-handed batters. And so he's like, all right, well, here we go. 10 sliders later, he got two swings and misses on it. I'm thinking at least two that I saw on the slider. And that's a pitch that will help him, whether he's a starter or a reliever. Again, we're back to that kind of conversation, is if he's a reliever, well, that's that wipeout slider that you got to have against left-handed batters, which you're going to see in this National League Central. Same thing, if he's a starter, that's a pitch they have to be aware of then, right? Second time, third time through, that's a pitch that he can use to his advantage, especially if he can throw it out of the zone and in the zone. If they know it's coming and it's going to be out of the zone, it won't do him as much good as a starter.
What do you think? Well, it's first of all, what's the latest on Carlos Martinez? Then, secondly, what does it do then for the future, the immediate future of both Gomber and Hudson as we move forward here in spring?
So Carlos Martinez will not be a starter on opening day. He had a PRP injection in his right shoulder. That's a platelet-rich plasma treatment. It promotes healing and recovery and all the things that they need him to be able to get past to begin throwing again. He says he's going to be a starter. In fact, his exact words were, "I'm going to start, man," to Rick Hummel and me. But to do that, he won't be available on opening day. It's the calendar just won't allow it. So if he's going to do that, he's going to start the year on the DL. Or, if the Cardinals want him and they think he's healthy, he's going to be a reliever. What that does, either way, the Cardinals have an opening in their rotation. They have four guys that they think, or that they have penciled into the rotation, and the four guys you think, right? Michaelis, who we're going to talk about a little bit later, who's far richer than he was 48 hours ago.
For sure.
Jack Flaherty, Michael Wacha, and Adam Wainwright are the four. The other opening is this mix of five guys competing for it. Hudson and Gomber were in today's game at, piggybacking today's game on purpose. On the backfields this morning, Daniel Ponce de Leon went back there to work on a curveball, and he pitched today partially on purpose. Look, these guys are lined up to compete for this job. And, oh, by the way, into the mix within the next week is going to fly Alex Reyes, who has yet to throw a pitch in a game and might just be the most impressive pitcher we've seen down here still. So, and then John Gant is the other guy. So you see, and that's not to dismiss his chances. If anything, he may be the leader right now in the clubhouse because he just has the experience and he's out of options. So he's got to be on the team if he pitches well enough and he's healthy. So you have five guys in one spot, and the other four guys, one of whom will be your number six starter in Memphis, and the other couple would be in the bullpen. But Carlos Martinez's health has opened up the opportunity the Cardinals wanted to have for these young guys.
Hey, Cardinals fans, Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. No, it's still not baseball season, but we can start getting ready. If you haven't already, start spring training by downloading the Schnucks Rewards app. That way, when you're loading up on the brats, the burgers, and everything else you need for Cardinals games, you'll be earning points and money off at Schnucks. Think of all those savings over the course of the entire season, and make sure you shop at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. It's almost here. Get ready at Schnucks. We'll continue the conversation with Derek Gould in just a moment. A reminder, Blues fans always invited to join the party all season long at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, 11 area locations in St. Louis. Make sure you go in there. The Blues are red hot. That is the place to watch the game because they have Bud Family beer specials, the $4 Jack Daniel cocktails, the $5.99 Blue Sampler appetizer, and so much more. Get more information. Find a Hot Shots near you. They have all the great food and drink specials during Blues games and the giveaways during the intermissions at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Hair Saloon for Men, home base in St. Louis, 16 locations in the St. Louis area. It's where I get my hair cut. Take both my boys there. The reason why, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine. Folks, only $22. That's at Hair Saloon for Men. Miles Michaelis signs 4 years, $68 million. Your take on that contract extension?
Good numbers. Makes a lot of sense logically for both sides. I hate to put it so simply, but it just always felt inevitable, right? Once Miles said that he just wanted to be here, and once he pitched the way he did, and you see how the Cardinals have set up their contracts with so many expiring or ready to expire at the end of this year, it just felt like, all right, this has the makings of a deal that's going to keep him here for a while, and it's going to work out for both sides. And it did. I mean, he earned that contract, not just with how he pitched last year, but with the leap of faith he took by going to Japan, Dan. I think that speaks a lot to the guy's belief in himself and then what he was able to, the belief that he was able to earn in the majors.
And then finally, Matt Wieters, backup catcher.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know a lot of people look at it and they say, well, you know, he's been an all-star and he's been a great player in this league and he's not going to play. And I don't think fans are looking at it the right way. The Cardinals need a left-handed bat. He's a switch hitter. And that's where the Cardinals, I think, needed to look at this, or at least fans do, need to look at this differently. He gives you some type of left-handed bat off the bench. And that's where I'm looking at this, as well as a backup catcher.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's definitely part of it. It also allows them to script starts for him, right? Like if you have Yadier Molina as your right-handed bat, who, you know, catcher, gold glover, you know, future Hall of Famer who's going to play 140 games if he stays healthy, then how do you script in or assure starts for somebody? Well, one obvious way to do that is, hey, there's a blowtorch right-hander coming in, or, you know, you're facing Justin Verlander or Garrett Cole, right, out of Houston. One of those two guys or those guys in back-to-back games. Well, Molina gets one and Wieters gets the other one because he bats left-handed. And that gives you that option there. I'm not sure. We'll see how. I don't think we're going to get to a point with Schilt where they play with a 24-man roster. You know, that has long been, and maybe that's a subject for another podcast because we can go really deep into that. But that has always been a question I've asked, a concern I've raised, an issue I've had for a long time, since 2013 at least, when they're in the World Series and they're playing voluntarily with a reduced roster because they have a reliever they don't want to use and a backup catcher they won't use. I don't think we're going to get to that point with Schilt, but the backup catcher is still somewhat reserved so much that you're not going to use that bat in the sixth inning and then leave yourself exposed. But a left-handed bat against some of the right-handed closers they're going to see, you know, that has value because you better figure out a way to get, you know, past that closer or force extra innings before you ever worry about being without a catcher. I mean, better to have prolonged the game and then deal with what comes down the you know, whatever happens after that, than to lose the game with a guy who could actually help you still sitting on the bench because you're worried about an event that isn't likely to take place.
Again, Derek, congratulations, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Dan. Always a pleasure.